The first thing I think of when you say 1954 is the birth of the Filmfare Awards. That's how it is for some of us, and some of the big names that particular year were Bimal Roy, Meena Kumari, Dilip Kumar and Naushad. Biggest legends in the history of Indian cinema, walking away with the first ever Filmfare Awards, and this is the same year that the National Film Awards were also launched. Well, I'm sure budgets are required in the business of films as well, but let's come back to the Union Budget and its history on this podcast series, and for now, now we pick out the decade that is the 50s. The Republic of India saw its first budget handed to it by John Mathais, and this was a significant budget in many ways. The roadmap of the Planning Commission was laid down in this particular budget. Let's move on to another year in this decade. The 1954 budget, yes, the same year as Filmfare Awards, well, this particular budget announced plans to set up specialized financial institutions to offer loans to industry. Guess what this institution would go on to become? Tick, tick one, tick, tick two, tick, tick three. No, I'm giving you the answer. That's ICICI for you. And, well, the full form never really dwelt on that, did you? Industrial Credit and Investment Corporation of India. That's what it was called. And during the post-independence period, industrial finance was provided mainly by institutions like the Industrial Finance Corporation of India, that's IFCI, and the State Financial Corporations, that's SFCs. So ICICI was born because there was a need for more institutions providing capital for the rapid growth of industries in the private sector. The World Bank and the American Investment Mission paid us a visit in that year and highlighted the need for such institutions to provide finance to the private sector industries in India. And that is how Industrial Credit and Investment Corporation of India Limited was incorporated at the initiative of the World Bank, the Government of India and representatives of the Indian industry. We digress and how from Filmfare Awards to the Union Budget of the year 54-55 and of course to ICICI. Moving on to another year, let's look at what happened in the budget of 57-58. If you're one of those lucky people to have earned about 30 lakh rupees a year in the pre-2015 period, you would have heaved a sigh of relief in 2015 when this particular tax was abolished. Now, what is this tax that was introduced in the year 1957-58 ka budget? Well, it was the wealth tax. Well, it doesn't really exist in our life anymore, but this is how the Wealth Tax Act of 1957 defined it. It referred to this as the taxation process associated with the net wealth of an individual, a Hindu undivided family, that's HUF, or the net wealth that a company possesses on the valuation date. So this is a little bit about the wealth tax that came and went. Wait, not really went, because the wealth tax was replaced with an additional surcharge of 2% on the super rich with a taxable income of over 1 crore annually. That is what happened when the wealth tax was abolished in Union Budget 2016-17 that was presented by the Union Finance Minister of India at the time, Mr. Arun Jaitley, and this happened on the 28th of February in 2015. So that's 57-58. Moving on to another year in this decade. The next time you decide to gift somebody in your family, could be anybody at all, mother, father, brother, sister for Rakhi, Diwali, anything at all, jewelry, cash or movable, immovable items upwards of the value, that is 50,000 rupees, remember, they might actually turn around and curse you. Not really, we're talking about budget, it's a good thing to pay taxes, kidding over there. But yes, there is such a thing as gift tax and it dates back to the budget of 1958-59 and this was presented by Jawaharlal Nehru. He's one among the few prime ministers that we've had presenting the budget of a certain year. Gift tax at the time when it was introduced was a new tool that was used with some success in the West. And the idea was to see if we could replicate the success here in India. Gift tax, the concept of gift tax was hence born in 1958-59's budget. Then it was repealed in 1998, but was brought back in 2004. There are certain exemptions and there's a lot more to tell you on gift tax, but then I would be digressing because this really is about the history of the Union Budget and we're about to move to another year and another budget. There are several different ways in which Union Budget 2018 differs from the earlier ones, and one significant one is the decision to do away with the distinction between plan and non-plan expenditure. Now, what are these two things? Well, non-plan expenditure is what the government spends on the so-called non-productive areas such as salaries, subsidies, loans and interests. And plan expenditure refers to the money to be set aside for productive uses like projects of ministries and so on. Now, finance ministry officials decided that after the abolishing of the planning commission, the relevance of plan and non-plan expenditure is lost. And a better indicator of productive and general expenditure would be under the heads of revenue and capital. But still, we need to give history its credit. The idea of plan and non-plan expenditure came into being in the budget of 1959 and 60 with this major structural change in its annual accounting exercise, where for the first time the budget estimates were clubbed under these two broad heads. If one were to look at the decade in general, then foreign relations seem to be quite a motif of this particular decade. Newly formed independent country and foreign aid inflow was considered to be a major source of revenue for us. And at the start of the decade, these were mostly from the US and UK, but over the decade, aid came in from the USSR and its allies like Czechoslovakia and Romania. Such aid even culminated in the Bhilai steel plant project in 1959. So that was a decade that was the 50s and some of the milestones in that decade pertaining to the Union Budget. Do check out the other podcasts to chart the journey of the Union Budget in our history.